under multiple presidents, National Security Council coordinator under President Biden. But you were involved in Iran talks. Yeah. I actually want to start with what Fred reported. There was Iranian officials were saying about the meeting, saying that the U.S. better understands the position than they did before. I understand that seems may seem innocuous to people. What do those words mean to you?
Well, look, this is one of the most complicated files in Washington, so I give Steve a lot of credit for taking this on. It's complicated issue-wise. It's about nuclear physics. It's about sanctions. It's complicated politically in both capitals. But look, President Trump put a deadline on these talks in March. We have to get a deal in 2 months, and we're at 2 months. And this now seems to just be being rope-a-doped. I've negotiated with the Iranians. I kind of see exactly what they're doing. Look, this issue this year is a critical year. Let me tell you why. Two things. What's left of the Obama-era JCPOA, one provision in it that even the critics of that deal really like is called snapback. That means any member of that agreement, including the UK and France, can go to the UN Security Council and say all UN sanctions come back on Iran without having to have a vote in the Security Council. It's unilateral. That expires in October, and that is a key piece of leverage against the Iranians. The Iranians know that. And the Brits and the French have been pretty hard line on this. They said, we're ready to do that if we don't have a new deal. But that's going to expire later this year. Another point about this, you know, Phil, I was in the Situation Room on October 1st last year, 200 ballistic missiles coming from Iran to Israel. Takes 13 minutes for that flight. And I kept thinking at that moment, if one of those missiles ever had an Iranian nuclear warhead, I don't care if it's 5 years, 20 years from now, just think about what could happen. I mean, this country, Iran, cannot be on the threshold of having a nuclear weapon. So this issue has to be dealt with. It can be dealt with militarily, as President Trump has threatened. It can be dealt with diplomatically. We want a diplomatic resolution. But as I see this going on, I just don't see this moving to a resolution. I mean, you're talking about more talks. I've seen this pattern before. I think the Iranians just want to kind of string this out.
But if the key kind of leverage point is the October snapback provisions from other JCPOA signatories, presumably that's kind of the window here. I know the president put a two-month time limit on it. Is that kind of the reality? Like, we're going to go up to rope-a-dope until October, and then someone's going to make decisions?
This year is a critical issue. The coming months. I mean, snapback expires in October, but to really implement it, the Europeans would have to move later this summer. So the coming months are really critical here. I thought that deadline Trump put on back in March was right. Increasing sanctions pressure is right, although Iran has continued to export significant amounts of oil. And military pressure. You have to have a credible military threat in the region to really put teeth on this. And also, the reason I was confident this year we could actually get a pretty good deal, Iran is in the weakest position it has been in decades. You know, the Israelis took out all of their strategic air defense back in October. Iran economically is in deep distress. It's lost Hezbollah's main proxies around the region. So like everything's lined up here for a deal. But the Iranians are very good at just stringing things out. Let's meet today in Rome for 2 hours. Let's meet again in 2 weeks in Oman. And before you know it, you just kind of run out of time.
I ask you, you know, what you flash back to, which, by the way, people may not remember that because it went miraculously so well. Not miraculously. There was a reason why it went well. I know you're deeply involved in that. The U.S.-Israel relationship right now, there's a lot of reporting out about potential attacks, the relationship between Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Trump. Sources telling CNN U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff was set to meet with Ron Dermer, confidant of Prime Minister Netanyahu, on the sidelines of these talks in Rome. Where does that relationship sit right now?
I think it's pretty solid. There's always tension in the relationship. I think it's pretty solid. But look, Israel is concerned about a deal that doesn't really take care of the problem. They're concerned about an interim deal that kind of kicks the can and then snapback expires. And so that's where you get a lot of this tension. Look, I think it's very good. Ron Dermer and David Barnea, the director of Mossad, someone I know very well, was also in Rome talking to Steve on the sidelines of these talks. I think that's good. End of the day, President Trump has a lot of power here because he's got political force in Washington to do a deal. There's only so Bibi has limited maneuvering room with Trump. But you have to get a good deal. And I think to get a good deal on these issues, you know, everyone talks about enrichment. It's not just the enrichment program. It is, since Trump left the JCPOA in 2018, Iran has installed or produced new generations of centrifuges. You have to take care of the centrifuges, the stockpiles of highly enriched uranium. It is a very, very complicated set of issues. It takes weeks and months to negotiate, of constant negotiations. So I'm a little concerned here we're being strung along. And I think you got to put some teeth on this every negotiation has to have a deadline. And Trump said 2 months ago, it'll be 2 months. We're at that point. So we're now at the point where this can just get rope-a-doped. And I think you got to put a little teeth in here. Or